All right, let's talk about this idea of oneness for a little while here this morning. So my first question is, who is it that you think is going to come together to discuss oneness? Oneness. See, that's all there is. It's just the oneness. But there's a sense of two-ness, is there not? I mean, there's a sense of me-ness over here, and there's a sense of you-ness over there, and there's a sense that these two entities are going to come together like a pair of French intellectuals and discuss this exotic concept of oneness. But see, that's just the sense of things. That's not the truth of things. The truth of things is that there's one thing going on. See, that because everything is different, we tend to think it is, because it looks different, we tend to think it is separate. It's different, but it's not separate. We're talking about oneness, not sameness. See, there is diversity within unity. One thing going on. It's all linked. See, for 50 years, I knew that there was a oneness out there somewhere, and I wanted to find that oneness, and I was on the road to that oneness, and I was reading books about that oneness, and I was meditating to realize oneness, and I was just doing anything. I do an inquiry, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Oh, Lord God Almighty, if I can just find out who I am, then I'm going to discover oneness. And the whole time, where am I? I'm in oneness. See, I wasn't really after oneness. What I was after was otherness in the name of oneness. Because I don't want oneness to be like this. If oneness is this, I got nothing to discover. I want that otherness. I want things to be different. The ego wants to discover oneness, and then it'll be special within the almost oneness. There's a oneness there and an ego here who discovered it. And am I tickled to death? And don't you think highly of me? You see how that works? It's such a trap. The oneness is already here. See? And then there's this idea, oh, I want to wake up. I want to wake up to the oneness. I want to wake up in the oneness. I want to wake up as the oneness. That last one, that's the truth. See, we wake up as the oneness. And you don't have to wait to wake up. You can do it right now. You can notice that you've, matter of fact, that the wake up thing is just a term. You can no notice that you're already awake. So you're already in the, you already are the oneness. So why the hell wait to discover it? Why not just notice it right now? You're in the oneness right now. And if you're not awake, who is it that is recording this? Who is it that is registering this if you're not awake? So you have to be awake to register this. You're already awake. You're already here. Let me ask you this. When are you registering this video? It doesn't matter when it was cut. Forget time for just a moment. And let me ask you, when are you hearing this video? When are you seeing this video? When is that? Right now, isn't it? Can you find any time other than now? Now, the scene that was happening just 2 minutes ago, recall that. It's past. Okay, it's past. Oh boy, time's gone. Recall that. When are you recalling that? You're recalling it right now, aren't you? You bet. Now project what I might say in the 2 minutes from now. Project that for just a minute. And when are you projecting that? You're projecting it right now, aren't you? I mean, is there actually any evidence, not in your head, damn it, but in your experience, in your current experience, is there any evidence for any time other than right now? I strongly suggest that there is not. Now, where are you registering this video? Now, I know it's easy to say here, but that's not what I'm talking about. Where are you actually registering it? Close your eyes and just listen to my voice for a second moment. Where are you hearing this voice? Is it, can you find where you're hearing this voice? Now, can you find where you're not hearing this voice? Can you find a center to the you, to the place that's hearing this voice? Can you find a boundary? We will just to give it a name, let's say that where you're hearing this is here. There is here, we know, because it's our experience. It's as real as anything. Doesn't matter that there's nothing going on, there's nothing happening, all that. We can go there when we want to sit down at that French cafe, the two intellectuals, and have a cup of coffee and discuss all this. But for right now, let's not go there. Let's stay here and talk about what's actually happening in our experience, not in our heads. There is clear evidence that there's a here. There wasn't a here, this couldn't be happening. There has to be a here. We don't want to define what that here is necessarily, but we can notice that there's a here. There's a feeling of here, is there not? Because if there wasn't a feeling of here, then this couldn't be taking place. There's a sense of here. Now, let me ask you this. Is there not also to that here-ness, not necessarily also, but as part of that here-ness, there's a now-ness, yes? I mean, has to be taking place right now. We've seen that. It can't be taking place. If we're going to refer to the past, we do it now. If we refer to the future, we do it now. The only thing we can prove is now. So there is here and now. Welcome to oneness. Oneness is here now. The idea that we are going to wake up tomorrow to oneness is the single thing that's preventing us from waking up to oneness right now. This is oneness. This is enlightenment. You're sitting right dead flat in the middle of enlightenment, looking for enlightenment. If you will accept oneness instead of looking for otherness, this thing, we will not accept oneness. Oneness, it paradoxically is not accepting itself. It's just a game. I don't understand it. But I know it's taking place because it took place here for an awful long time. And I suspect it's been taking place over there for a good long while too. And if you know, and if you're enjoying it, that's fine. But if you're reaching a point where it's perhaps your time to see otherwise, and I would suggest that it is your time, or you wouldn't be watching this video. None of this happens by accident. We just have to accept what is. See, and it's already accepted. What we do is we resist what is. We resist it by going, he can't be talking about anything as simple as this. I can't understand what he's talking about with this oneness thing. I don't believe what he's talking about with this oneness thing. That's all just resistance. Where is that a resistance occurring? Right here. When is it occurring? Right now. All of this, it's a done deal. Even the resistance is a done deal. It's all part of, call it what you will. You know, in Advaita means not to. That's pretty good, you know, because when we say oneness, it does kind of stir up the idea, well, within that oneness, that oneness must exist, there must be a two-ness, because we're counting. So the ancients said not two, and that's not bad. I like that. Well, the truth is, because they had to say something, and you can't actually say this. You spread your arms and hope the other person is grasping what you're saying. There's just this, folks. There's no other. You can give up searching for other. Just relax. As yourself. Rest in yourself. Be yourself. Try it here. Try it now. No other time. No other place. See you later.